Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications, that is MTE's internet company, delivers fast 99.99% reliable fiber internet to homes and businesses. Learn more at mte.com/internet. We are joined this morning by James Price of the Better Business Bureau. James, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Good, good. Hot days. Man, it feels like early June and late April.
Yeah, it's and that sun is out. Might be a good golf day. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, sounds like it's going to be hot this afternoon. So, but that'll be all right. We're going to talk today about how to spot fake reviews. So this is probably some really good information for local business owners.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. And so, there's a lot of information out there about how to spot fake reviews. And one of the things that people should know is that there was actually a law that was passed last year at one point in time that basically says you can no longer post fake reviews. And businesses who do that could face fines up to $50,000 per fake review. And that's pretty huge. So, and over the past year or so, a lot of these, companies have been trying to do away with the fake reviews. Some of the, social media sites like Yelp and, Amazon, they have reduced drastically. They've just gone in there and deleted, these fake reviews. But despite everybody's best attempts to get rid of these fake reviews quickly, it's nearly impossible. And some of these businesses are playing the game, and where they realize that by the time like Amazon would find the fake review, it might be 30, 60 days down the road, and they have already got the resources and the feedback that they wanted from the fake review. And at that point, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. The damages are kind of been done at that point.
Right. And they've already gotten their reward for putting the fake review up, because they do a lot of times they do this on the launch of a product. And then one of the things people can do is they can actually get to the point where they can get companies to send them free products and then do a review on it. And so that's been a big thing. And although that's not illegal, it's just that when you do the review, you need to give an honest review. And if it's a one-star review, you get a one-star review. But of course, the company who's sending you that product for free, they're looking for a good review.
Yeah.
So,
I guess if you were in, a tough market and you wanted to, do business a little dirty, your competitors, maybe you hire someone to do fake reviews on their stuff, their products.
True. Right. I mean, that is something that is not far-fetched that people do. One of the things that they have found out that a lot of the fake reviews are coming out of China. And they're coming out of one of those from the Chinese city where there's a lot of manufacturing plants. So it looks like kind of what's happening over there. I mean, I'm just guessing. They're manufacturing products over there. And so they immediately start doing some fake reviews. So it kind of builds up the product and says that they're really good. We'll just jump right in here and see, what does a fake review look like? And here's some easy ways on how to do it. There's a generic title. The example they give here on BBB is, you must buy this. Great product. It doesn't really give any kind of details. And then they'll give like a big phrase with no detail on it. Like, hey, I bought this and was outstanding and it was really good. So there's no detail about how it works. I don't know about you, Brian, but when I go on and I start looking for reviews like on Google or Amazon or someplace, I don't always read the 5-star ones. I read the 4-star ones, or I'll read the 1-star and the 2-star, because businesses are not going to hire somebody to write a 1-star review or a 4-star review for them. They're going to hire you to do a 5-star review. So I think the 4-star reviews actually carry more weight than a 5-star review does overall.
Very interesting.
So you look at that, just look for generics in there, reviews by customers with verified purchases. One of the things that you can kind of tell if the company is buying reviews is because what you'll see is you'll see a whole bunch of reviews at one time. So over a period of 2 weeks, maybe there's 20, 40, 50, 60 reviews. And then after they're done buying the reviews, there's a big gap between the time they get the next review. Or you can even go look past. So like if they started they started buying the reviews on the 15th of this month, their last review might have been on the 1st. But then when they buy them on the 15th, all of a sudden they have multiple reviews every day for the next few weeks, and then there's a gap again. Because they've run out of money or they quit paying the people to do the reviews.
Interesting.
That's just one of the things to look at. So you want to look at the timing of the products that are reviewed. Beware of what they call scene setting. There was a study done by Cornell that found that truthful reviews usually include concrete words related to the product or service they purchase, whereas fake reviews like to set up the scene. They talk about how, oh, their husband visited a special vacation shop and it was a business trip, instead of actually focusing on the actual hotel experience that this person have. And that's the one of the examples they gave in this study. And that's just another red flag for it. So you want to sit there and you want to review those overall. Check the grammar and the spelling. Obviously, if a lot of these people who are doing these reviews are being hired in a foreign country, and English isn't their native language, it's not going to come out real well. It's not going to read well. And a lot of times these fake reviews, it's misspelled, there's poor grammar. Things just don't come out. It's almost like Yoda talking to you or something, you know?
That's pretty good. James Price of the Better Business Bureau with us today, talking about how to spot fake reviews. Some really great information that you're passing along here today. What are some other ways we can spot fake reviews?
So in other ways is you might be able to even find out if the reviewer received a free product. Some e-commerce platforms have programs that, like we just talked about before, they pre-release the products, the customers get in exchange for their honest review, and you use that word honest where they're supposed to do it. But you might be able to even tell if these people who are writing the reviews have actually gotten the product for free. And then they're more likely to write those positive reviews because the company may want to come out and have you do it again. And of course, they're probably not going to reward you if you didn't give them a 5-star review in the first place. So, just kind of find out if that person got that free product. We already said look at the quantity of the reviews. If they only have a few reviews, especially in comparison to similar products, the product maybe less than reliable. All products should kind of have like the same amount of reviews. You can try a tool for spotting fake reviews. There's third-party tools out there available to you to weed out fake reviews, and some provide a letter grade based on how many fake reviews were spotted. Others eliminate fake reviews to provide consumers with just an adjusted star rating. Those tools are—they're not infallible. They're not 100% perfect every time, but instead of expecting to see a black and white answer, use them to kind of assist you in making purchase decisions. You should report fake reviews, and obviously, we said this here at the beginning is that you can now go and you can go to the FTC and you can report these fake reviews, and these companies that are doing them can actually face these fines. It's a civil fine, so basically what I was looking at here is there's not jail time, but the company could still face $50,000 per fake review that they're writing. So if businesses are out there and they're writing fake reviews, they want to kind of back off of that and maybe start going after some real reviews and soliciting customers to give them an honest feedback of their business instead of just saying, hey, can you write us a 5-star review? Write us a review that's based on the work that we did.
Really, some the misspelling on things, that's the one that gets me, and a lot of even spam emails and text and that silly toll road thing. I got another one of those the other day, and people are getting those. That was a big topic we talked about a few weeks ago, but I think that's a key for a lot of things is watching the spelling and grammar of stuff.
Absolutely. And this report that's on BBB right now about these fake reviews, there's several links on there. There's one that Harvard Business Review did. There's one that Cornell University did. There's a 164-page a report that was put out by the FTC. To me, it's kind of like reading the warranty instructions on your or your credit card agreement, or your Apple agreement or something, I'm not going to read all that, but you can kind of see how they go into detail into fake reviews are prohibited. It's getting tougher to companies that are doing that, and the companies that actually take reviews are doing a better and better job of making sure the bad ones go away. I would encourage everybody, if you have a review to make, go do one on BBB.org. I can tell you that we have people who specifically look at every single review people write to make sure that they're vetted, they're from somebody who actually did business with that company, and do as much as possible to make sure that they're not a fake review. And there are cases where people have written reviews on BBB, and BBB has gone back and said, you need to validate this. How can you prove that you actually had this experience? And the other thing for businesses out there, if customers write a review about your business on Better Business Bureau, before it actually gets published, the business has the opportunity to put a response or a comment in there. If they give them a 5-star they can review, they can go back and they can say, we really appreciated doing your work. We enjoyed installing or doing this service for you. We appreciate your review. So they could go in there and just thank the customer for the review. And that's another way that businesses kind of can make sure that they're all real, is that if you respond to all reviews, good or bad, when you get a review up there that's a fake review, you won't necessarily answer that review. So those reviews won't have an answer by the business.
Very good information here. And you mentioned reporting to the FTC, but it's also, as we wrap up here, our final few seconds, to report any of these activities on Scam Tracker, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go to BBB.org, scroll on to the bottom of the page, and you can go to Scam Tracker.
Good info, James. As always, appreciate you joining us. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joins us every couple of weeks here on Wednesdays to talk about all kinds of things. Today, a pretty good one, and it'll be up on the podcast here soon. James, have a good day and enjoy that golf, maybe, or whatever you're going to
Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
All right. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining today here on News Radio, WGNS, and Rutherford Issues. A reminder that if you missed any part of the program, you can check the podcast. It will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com. Just go to podcast and then Rutherford Issues, and you'll find it there. Wherever you listen to audio, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Store, all that. And you can also watch the show on YouTube, Facebook as well. Have a good one. See you back here next time.